Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. If you'd like to check us out online, we have a brand new website, folks, just launched this morning, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also link from that page to sonsoflibertymedia.com, again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go over to Facebook, check out Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. And again, friends, we have a couple hundred thousand people interacting 24/7. And again, friends, this is how we do it. And no, I'm not going to start singing for you, but this is how we do it. Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media, and Bradley Dean on Facebook. You can also check me out on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Again, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account, friends. Folks, if you'd like to call in over the next 2 hours at any time, please do stay to topic. I wanted to give you a shout out and tell you thank you very much for making the sonsoflibertyradio.com the number one radio show nationwide, internationally as well. 53 countries are listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, as well as many affiliates across the United States of America. We just picked up about 9 of them over the last month, so across the country. And saying that to say this, friends, we have a brand new affiliate out at Bowling Green, Kentucky, WKCT again, WKCT, Bowling Green, Kentucky, News Talk 93 AM. We just want to give you a shout out and tell you thank you very much for your trust. We appreciate it. And again, friends, this is how we do it. We come together. We're all saying the same thing for a good portion of us, friends. And I'm not saying that just in part. I'm saying across the boards, what I find doing tea parties, churches, high schools, colleges, radio, television. I don't care if I'm on the East Coast, the West Coast, if I'm in Texas, we're going to be there in June, as a matter of fact, or if I'm in the state of Minnesota. Friends, we're all talking the same language. And what we need to do is we need to get away from the state-controlled media who's attempting to divide and conquer. Those that are offering hopelessness, inundating you with oppressive news 24/7. And what we need to do as well, we need to turn on Bradley Dean with the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and give you the news that most are unwilling to give you, friends. So in saying that, I want to let you know that if you're a first-time listener, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. I wanted to let you know that if you'd like to call in at any time over the next 2 hours, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com during the first segment here, we have Jade Helm, 15, and the three-step process for martial law. We also have grass movement in Alaska, kills Agenda 21. And we also have Triple Amputee Veteran Memorial Day has become a national day of disgrace. You can check this out all on sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'll buy the ticket to Sharia Nation of your choice. I'm going to be talking about that just a little bit. Second hour, as a matter of fact, friends, I'm going to be talking about the crimes Oh, folks, it comes down to common sense, but the atrocities committed by the Muslims concerning their own people and those that don't agree with the religion of peace. We're going to be talking about that second hour. Also wanted to let you know, Senate fast tracks Obama's biggest second term domestic priority. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. New revelation shows Obama wants Israel to face another Holocaust. Folks, you know, let me say it this way. I've said it in the past. I say it again. If you want to know what the devil looks like, look to the White House, friends. This individual is the devil incarnate. He is a criminal at every turn we find him. Last week we shared with you over 1,063 documented, so it's not a theory, friends, documented transgressions by this criminal administration. Yeah, you heard me right. 1,063 transgressions the American people have tolerated over the last 7 years concerning this criminal administration. You ready for this one? Speaking of this criminal administration, oh my goodness, Obama to Coast Guard, denying climate change is a dereliction of duty. Here, listen to this again. Obama to Coast Guard denying climate change is a dereliction of duty. Friends, again, to the new listener, what did, you know, how did the Earth survive up to this point? I mean, we got all these environmentalists, these communists, these totalitarian monkeys that want to try to convince you that there's something wrong, well with the climate, the Earth. They want to protect Mother Earth. Well, again, I just asked the question. You know, Scripture tells us that the earth abideth still. It's always been and it's always going to be because they're not the creator. Therefore, they're not the maintainer of it. The creator of the heavens and the earth is, and that's the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm just kind of curious. Why all of a sudden is it that we need to turn ear to some of these whack jobs? And literally, they're criminals, friends, is really what they are. But turning to these criminals, they want to try to convince you of something because they're trying to create more chaos. More chaos here, a little chaos there, there a little chaos, there a little chaos, everywhere a little chaos, so they can bring in a new world order. They want to establish absolute control over you, and the way they do that is continuously incite the chaos so they can bring in the order after the chaos that they create. Nothing new under the sun. Going back, sonsoflibertymedia.com, God does not need a majority to prevail, written by none other than yours truly, the producer, the 10-year-old producer, the only one in the United States of America, yours truly, Samuel Judah. Yeah, I said, did you want to say something, Sam? People are probably anticipating, who is this Samuel Judah that's 10 years old? What is God does not have a majority to prevail? What is that all about anyways?
It's basically about how God doesn't need a big, huge number of people to do something for him. And by the way, I am Samuel Judah, the son of the best, most studliest dad in the world.
Real, I appreciate that, and you know what that means. That's ice cream right after the radio show, right, Sam? We're getting a little too cheesy here. Just having fun, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Boy Scouts of America next. Victims of the Sodomite agenda. Oh, friends, we could have a whole radio show just on the Boy Scouts of America. Oh, interesting stuff, folks. And talking about homosexual crimes committed against our children. And I said our because we are our brother's keepers, right? But the crimes committed against our Boy Scouts by their masters, friends, across the globe is just second to none. Incredible stuff. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Minnesota Somali Muslim who joined Islamic State vowed to spit on America at border. And if he had to, he'd kill FBI agents. Wow. Hey. Here's another one for you. Obama, church shouldn't focus too much on protecting the unborn and marriage. What kind of a sick individual, America, are you subjecting yourselves to? We'll be right back on the other side of this break, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sons of Liberty, if you'd like to call in over the next 2 hours and any time, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, right before the break, Obama to the church in America. The church shouldn't focus too much on protecting the unborn and married. Speaking of marriage, don't protect marriage. Now, keep in mind, again, he's telling on himself. Remember the most transparent administration ever in the history of America. Yes, it's true. If you judge him by his fruit, he does the opposite of what he says he's going to do. Read Isaiah 5. Church shouldn't focus too much on protecting the unborn. Folks, America, I have a question for you. What are you subjecting yourself to here? Is anybody catching the mentally ill state in which this individual, he's at war with mankind. And America goes to sleep at night. Church shouldn't focus too much on protecting the unborn and marriage. In other words, friends, he's at war with the family. He's at war with the unborn. And to prove that, we can pull up his record. He voted over 242 times to make sure that babies were slaughtered in the womb. Did you hear what I said? And that wasn't good enough. That wasn't good enough. Obama also wanted to make sure that there was a doctor inside of the abortion clinic to make sure that the baby didn't have an opportunity, or should I say a chance, to get out of that clinic alive. He wanted to make sure that there was a second doctor in there to make sure that the baby was snuffed out, just in case. Did you hear what I said? And he's also the first gay president, the first homosexual president, the first sodomite president, saith it. And he's the one that's advocating homosexual marriage. The church shouldn't care about marriage between a man and a woman. The church shouldn't care about what God says. The church should care about what I say, saith the wannabe dictator. Is that crazy? Hey, friends, the most merciful thing that a large family does for one of its infant members is to kill it. On blacks, immigrants, and indigents, human weeds, reckless breeders, spawning human beings who should have never been born. On the extermination of the blacks, we do not want the word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population, said the founder of Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger. She said if it ever occurs to any of their more rebellious members. The minister's work is also important, and he should be trained perhaps by the Federation as to our ideals and the goal that we hope to reach, said Margaret Sanger, founder of Planned Parenthood, who's advocated the murder of the innocent in the womb more than Barack Hussein Obama. For those that did not know, I'm about to tell you that Planned Parenthood is about the extermination of blacks and Hispanics. And you have a black president playing up to the black communities in America as if he's their savior, when in fact he's the one that wants to make sure that they're snuffed out before they have an opportunity to get out of the womb. Oh, and speaking of marriage, we've seen just last week that Ruth Bader Ginsburg, boy, it is something to look at, let me tell you. Did you know that the Supreme Court justice, aside from the fact that Alina Kagan, who was appointed to the Supreme Court by Barack Hussein Obama, never judged a case in her a day in her life. She's also known for queerifying Harvard. She's a radical lesbian, and she's also made war with our own military. But yet she was appointed by Barack Hussein Obama. Going back to Ruth Bader Ginsburg, last week, I found, not to my dismay, I can't say it was shocking, because anything that these black robe tyrants do at this point, I don't know that I would be surprised. But they are so far out of their scope of authority, friends, that I am shocked that the American people tolerate every single one of them on the Supreme Court. As if to say, even, friends, that they are the final say concerning what our laws tell us. It's their job to discover and apply. America, when they don't do it, it's your job. When these black-robed justices, injustices, tyrants, that's what they are. When they actually discover and apply what it doesn't say, and then they begin to legislate what they want it to say, then it's your job, America, to impeach them and indict them. Article 3, Section 1, Article 2, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. Going back to Ruth Bader Ginsburg, did you know that she's been presiding over gay marriages, homosexual sodomite marriages, which have never been in the history of mankind? And friends, she tipped her hand to the fact that the Supreme Court has voted in favor of homosexual sodomite marriage, again, which has never been in the history of mankind. But look at, what do you suppose these people are going to vote in favor of if they're trying to give authority and power over to the devil himself called the New World Order, the UN? What do you suppose that they're going to do? We know they don't work for first of all, they're not there upholding the Constitution. They are in unison, in alliance, allied to destroy everything that we are. And that's exactly how they've been voting for the last 40 and 50 and 60 years in this country. And again, the American people tolerate it. But going back to Ruth Bader Ginsburg again, friends, she's presiding over homosexual marriages. To the power invested in me by what? Not by God, but she said by the Constitution that they're rewriting. And they're rewriting it in the face of the American people. The enumerated laws found in the Constitution of the United States, friends, are directly branches from our founding documents, the Declaration of Independence, laws in which God has established through common law, the Mosaic Institution, which, by the way, Jesus Christ himself fulfilled. Are they voting according to what God has said? Are they ruling according to the dictates of God's word, his statutes, his ordinances, his laws, his judgments? Absolutely not. They are countering everything that God condemned. They are countering everything, that God commanded. Now they are advocating what God condemns. Concerning the issue, I'm talking about two topics here, but the same thing. Ruth Bader Ginsburg said back in the 70s, frankly, I had thought that at the time Roe versus Wade concerning abortion, murder in the womb,
read Proverbs 6:17 when you get a moment. There was concern about population growth, and particularly growth in populations that we don't want to have too many of. But how do they turn the talking points, friends? Stop the war on women. It's not stopping the war on women. It's creating the war on women and the innocent child in the womb. Do you know that since 1973, America, to the present, over 18 states have been aborted because of the apathy of the American people? They have been murdered in the womb because the Supreme Court sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb. And by the way, Bill Clinton's just as guilty as hell as Barack Hussein Obama is. George W. Bush is guilty as hell, and he's just as guilty as Barack Hussein Obama is. Going back to Daddy Bush, he's just as guilty as hell concerning the murder of the innocent in the womb. Going all the way back to Ronald Reagan, he's just as guilty as hell along with the American people. I was cutting the grass this morning, and I began to think within myself, Lord, what's going on in our country right now? America, I believe that the cup of iniquity is filled. I believe that America is now going to pay for the national sins that it has allowed and advocated. And you advocated them by allowing them. America, I've said this before, I say this because I love you. I know Scripture well enough, and I'm talking about from my heart, through my actions, not by what I say. I'm not going down that road. America deserves Barack Hussein Obama. And when a people can look at an administration and tolerate their crimes to the point of, as I said earlier during the first segment, 1,063 transgressions of the Constitution of the United States, which hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died to give us. I mean, America, you act like it's okay for those that serve we, the people, to go ahead and do what they want to do, when they want to do it, and how they want to do it, without consequence. They act like they're demigods because you treat them like they're demigods. They do what you allow them to do. And remember, whenever you let them get away with it, they'll always do whatever you let them get away with. And so they do. I believe America is now at the point where she's going to pay on a national level for the sins that she has tolerated. And when you read Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28, friends, I believe we're there. I believe the Lord is saying enough is enough is enough. The church is now coinciding with the spirit of the world, working and making war against heaven rather than keeping His commandments and establishing heaven.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their bodies stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. 1-866-233-0747. Staying the topic. I was just talking about what's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Got caught up on that for a couple minutes because I thought it was important for people to understand what they're tolerating and to the degree of the mindset of the individuals that you are tolerating. I always revert back to what our forefathers meant and what they said and what they meant they said when they said either going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. Oh my goodness, friends. I mean, this administration is blatantly attacking the family. Friends, again, keep in mind, whatever this administration says they're doing the exact opposite. That's how transparent the devil is here. I also wanted to highlight the fact on sonsoflibertymedia.com for the good people out there that are actually standing up and fighting for the Republic. Grassroots movement in Alaska kills Agenda 21. So, friends, it can be done. Of course it can be done. We're here. You know, I love when people say, when your rights are gone, man, they're gone forever. Really? Well, then how is it that we have them now? We realize that our rights came not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God. We understand that. And we also understand that we have to fight the good fight of faith. And going to the natural, that eternal vigilance is the price paid for our liberties. I understand that. Yep, we totally get that. But for those that are actually acting out what they say they believe in their heart, they're doers of the word and not hearers only deceiving themselves, high-fiving you out there in Alaska. You're getting the job done. Praise God. You're showing America that it can be done if you're willing to lay it down to get it done and not tolerate corruption and say enough is enough. Yep. In Alaska, they're doing the stuff, friends. They're made more than conquerors out there in the state of Alaska. God bless you. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Feds need to stop interfering with local police. No, friends, keep in mind who's creating the chaos and who's paying for it besides the Soroses and who's inciting it beside the criminal administration at hand. Of course, the feds are there interfering because they want to take over local police. You know, all those conspiracy theorists, I'll tell you what, all those lunatic weirdos out there that have been warning the people for the last 15, 60 years, man, I'm telling you, man. You know those conspiracy theorists? Boy, isn't it amazing how all of a sudden these things are beginning to transpire? And I just want to ask you the question, who told you it was a conspiracy theory? The state-controlled media did. Who does the state-controlled media work for? Exactly. They're owned and operated by none other than six corporations worldwide. Okay, so America, it's time for us to wake up here, okay? Just thought I would share that with you. We got to get over to topic real quick here. If we are practicing Muslims, we are above the law of the land. Mustafa Carroll. Mustafa Carroll. He said, if we are practicing Muslims, we are above the law of the land. Man, it's almost like the sodomites. Well, if we're practicing sodomites, we need to tear down the laws. And we're above the law. Well, if you think that's too far out there, go ahead and look to Canada. Because that's exactly what they did. And notice what's right behind the radical homosexuals. And yes, I'm going to say it until it's in your heart. The radical Muslims are right behind the homosexual agenda, using the same systematic totalitarian methods every step of the way. If we are practicing Muslims, America, this is what these Muslims are saying to you as they spit in your face, give you the finger, and say, do what we say or else. Yeah, right. Okay. If we are practicing Muslims, we are above the law of the land, said Mustafa Carroll. In Texas, folks, today we can see in America that the Muslims have become emboldened more and more. And how couldn't they be when we have a treasonous leader, Deuteronomy 28:36, aiding and abetting them both within and without America? Read Article 2, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. And folks, when I'm giving you those references to Scripture and to the Constitution, I'm purposing that so you can understand why I'm saying what I'm saying. Because I'm exposing the criminal by showing you your founding documents, the rock in which you put your feet upon. To show you that when you stand up against tyranny, you're not the one breaking the law. Those that are not upholding their oaths, those are the ones breaking the law. Not only have we seen this administration defend Muslims with terrorist ties at every convenient political step, but also appoint them to governmental positions in the United States of America. Your sworn enemies, friends, appointed to governmental positions to oversee what they mean to do. Giving power to the enemy. Those that stand contrary to who we are. If we are practicing Muslims, we are above the law of the land, say they. Man, that sounds exactly like the devil in Isaiah 14 when he wanted to ascend his throne above God's. How'd that work out for him? Didn't work out very well, did it? Nope, it didn't. Just so everybody understands, the government is upon the shoulders of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's not on the shoulders of men. It's not on the shoulders of a different religious group. It's on the shoulders of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The governor, his father, my father, the governor of the world. Going back to this point, friends, one has to ask the question, when a good portion of the country stands back and tolerates the crimes of the executive branch, what are the states to do to defend themselves against them? Read Psalm 11:3. Well, I'm going to give you the answer. You ready for this? I hope you're sitting down. If you're driving, put your seatbelt on. And for all you intellectuals who are trying to explain it, but you can't, it's because you don't understand it well enough. So let's go down to the model of having a little child and let me say it from the mouth of a child. What are we to do? And what are the states to do to defend themselves against the lawless? Those that serve we the people, here it is, here's your answer. They are to obey their oaths and uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And I'm about ready to give you an example. And I'm sorry again to say, and I'm not saying this to demean the mayor in Texas, Beth Van Dyne. I'm high-fiving her. But I want to give you an example of what it takes to actually represent we the people. Okay, here we go. Just like Irving, Texas, going to Mayor Beth Van Dyne, who didn't think upholding her oath concerning those who are attempting to overthrow the American Constitution was a burden. So those in Washington should simply sit down, shut your mouth, close the door, hang up the phone, and follow Beth Van Dyne's example. Here's the answer. They are to obey their oaths and uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Both foreign and domestic. Similar oath the politicians take as to those that serve we the people through our military. We find that the Muslims who attempted to establish the first Islamic Sharia court inside of the United States, yes, I said inside of the United States, received a devastating blow thanks to the Mayor Van Dyne, who stood up and refused to be bullied. Van Dyne said that she backs the new Texas law, which prohibits any kind of foreign law from being practiced in the state of Texas. Folks, it comes to this, a little common sense. When Jesus used to recite the word by saying, "It is written," that was to stop the mouth of the adversary, Satan himself. When we, as representatives of the people, leaders or representatives, speaking of the mayor in Irvine, Texas, when they say it is written in the Constitution, it is there to stop the mouth of the devil incarnate. Oh, but of course, after threats and demands to apologize from the Muslims who illegally attempted to form the Sharia tribunal, along with representatives from the Council on Islamic American Relations, which is a well-known front for the Muslim Brotherhood with terrorist ties, this woman that has the internal fortitude of 100 men, this mayor, she didn't budge one inch. She didn't budge an inch. Aside from the illegal activities that were taking place behind the attempted formation, the formation of the Sharia court in the United States, it was discovered that all four of the voluntary Sharia lawyers were not licensed to practice law in Texas. Friends, I want you to understand that that is a third degree felony in the United States of America. It is a pretended authority, just like the Homeland Security, just like the TSA. It's all pretended authority. But if you believe what they say, then you get what you got coming. If people would only take the time to read the founding documents to know what is law and what is unlaw, friends, you wouldn't be in the position as to the one that you're in today. I want to say this again. Aside from the illegal activities, illegal, un-American, unconstitutional activities that were taking place behind the attempted formation of the Sharia court, it was discovered that all four of the voluntary Sharia lawyers were not licensed to practice law in Texas. No, this is America. This isn't a Muslim nation. And friends, let me say it one more time. That is a third degree felony. Talking about, if we are practicing Muslim, said Mustafa, Carol, we're above the law of the land. Let me say it this way, brother from another mother. No, you're not. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com if you'd like to call in. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Talking about Irvine, Texas Mayor Beth Van Dyne, who recently stood up concerning those that were attempting to bully her, threaten her, to bow to Islamic Sharia law in Texas. Well, the President of the United States entertains them in the White House, sends them military arms, F-16s. Sends them millions and millions of dollars of aid. We found out again recently, and many people knew this long ago, that ISIS is being armed by the American government in foreign countries. And I've been sharing with you how if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy, said James Madison, the father of our Constitution. And many in the intelligence world have come forth and told us exactly who's behind what's going on. They're attempting, well, the New World Order, they're attempting to bring it forth by creating chaos around the globe. You're seeing this on a global scale. They're using the Muslims and these created terrorists to strike terror, said Adolf Hitler, into the hearts. There's nothing that moves the people as fast as striking terror into their hearts. Because certainly they'll submit to everything we have to offer. They need more of our security. They need more of our help. No, we don't need your help. In America, we're armed to the teeth. And there's a reason we're armed to the teeth. Friends, I'd found this some time ago, and this is just incredibly blowaway. It just came to my aid right now. Terrorism was originally defined in the Oxford English Dictionary as government by intimidation. By the way, if you want to look at what's going across the United States of America right now, and you can see through their actions, you don't need to listen to a word I'm saying. But if you want to know who the globalists and their mercenaries are, just look to the Muslims.
They're the ones that are being used, and used they are being. And to the Muslim world, you might want to wake up and understand that you're being used, just like any other debased, immoral group of people. The homosexuals are being used as a political battering ram. The atheists are being used as a political battering ram. It's all communism. And if you want to fall for it, and you want to swerve or veer from the Word of God, and you want to wickedly depart from the Word of God, you can do that, but rest assured, you're going to get what you've got coming, and you will. And that's exactly what history teaches us, friends. And by the way, I'm talking about a prime topic. A prime topic. Mustafa, Carol, if we are practicing Muslims, we are above the law. This is what he said in Texas. They're trying to push around a mayor in Texas. They're trying to bully her. They're threatening her. They're now demanding an apology from a woman that's following the rule of law in the United States of America, the Muslims are. What are they attempting to do? They're attempting to overthrow your sovereignty. And people haven't put two and two together yet. People act like corruption in Washington, D.C. They don't know what they're doing or what this is all about. Oh, no, friends, they know what they're doing. And I want to tell you, if they're not doing it, and I'm talking about doing the right thing, it's because they're compromised men and somebody's got something on them and they are controlling them. Just like the 5,000 members of the Defense Department in Washington, D.C. that were busted through an ICE investigation downloading child pornography. Where are they at now? Well, they're still there. Folks, that's a felony. They should all be thrown in prison for the rest of their life according to the laws of the Constitution. Oh, by the way, Brian Bender, Boston Globe wrote that. Check it out. Brian Bender, Boston Globe, had him on the radio. You know what Attorney General Eric Holder said? The Department of Injustice. You know what he said? They didn't have the resources to investigate. No, but they had 5,000 people now they could control, right? Because if they didn't do what they're told, and you better bet your bottom dollar what I'm telling you is right on the money, if they don't do what they're told, then they'll be exposed. Let's go back to this really quick. The Sharia court's pretended lawyers, we found, I'd highlighted right during the last segment there, aside from illegal activities that were taking place behind the attempted formation of Sharia court, it was discovered that all four of the voluntary Sharia lawyers were not licensed to practice law in Texas. They're not licensed to practice Sharia law in America. What are you talking about? And that's a third degree felony. Folks, just think how many of our boys. I was just at Arlington again, friends, taking this a different course. But I was just at Arlington and I went to all the new graves. Oh, about a year ago we went. And we noticed all the graves coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan. And then we went probably, well, it was last month. We were actually out on the East Coast area. We went up to D.C. because we always go to Arlington to show our respects. We went to the new graves. Oh, about 4 football fields long and 18 rows deeper are more of the dead that have come back from Iraq and Afghanistan fighting against the very ideologies that the Muslims want you to bow to today. They're buried 6 feet under the ground in Arlington, fighting against what these people had the audacity to come into America to attempt to do. They're attempting to overthrow what those that are 6 feet in the ground. They're attempting to overthrow what they fought, bled, and died magnifying. In America, you are standing down and tolerating a criminal administration. You are standing down and allowing this administration to do the things that they do when how many people died fighting against the very ideologies that you're tolerating through this administration in so many different ways. I mean, folks, it's gotten to the point now where, I mean, again, I shared with you how he's been busted with 1,063 transgressions. Now it's gotten to the point where we're seeing folks across the United States. By the way, I'm not going to embellish this, but I do want you to understand it's not as big as they want you to believe it is. But if we have one person stepping on the flag, I got a problem with it. But they're trying to make this a big deal now in colleges where you can just go ahead and walk on the flag. Folks, man, here, I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit. You'll get the point. You'll get what I'm saying here in just a moment. No. 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 That's just not going to go that way. We're not going down that road. My goodness, friends. Wow. So the Sharia court's pretended lawyers also conveniently failed to inform the city of Irvine that they were operating a court inside of the town regardless. They don't need to answer to American law, friends, they say. The mayor's office response to all of this, follow the Constitution and adopt the American Laws for American Courts Bill, which prohibits foreign law from being practiced in the state of Texas. Of course. The Islamist response, listen, to the Muslim response to American law was this. Listen carefully, friends. All 315 million of you, I want you to listen carefully. This is the response from the Muslims. We don't care about the bill. It's not going to affect us in any way, shape, or form. The bottom line is the foundation of this bill is, listen carefully, anti-Islamic. What, man, that almost sounds like anti-gay. The homosexual sodomites are trying to overthrow law, too. Yes, they are. Because they're the ones being used to make way for Sharia. And during the city vote to support the Texas bill, which passed by a 5-4 vote, members from CARE, all 5,000 of them across America. That's not how many showed up, one or two. As a matter of fact, their spokesperson was a American woman who converted to Islam. During the vote to support the Texas bill, members from CARE were present attempting to intimidate the crowd by alleging that the bill was anti-Islamic and used words like bigotry. Ooh, that sounds like the homosexuals and Islamophobia. Oh, friends. Oh, I glory not in what I told you for the last 6 years. But friends, I glory in the fact that God is faithful to tell us what's going on 6 years before the present. And here we are. Bigotry and Islamophobia? Bigotry? Who uses that word more than the homosexuals? Nobody. Islamophobia? Homophobic? Where did that come from? It's to be noted that the bill makes no specific references to Islam or Sharia. It merely states that no foreign law is to be practiced in the state. It reminds me of a friend that I have in Michigan who posted on his website that he wouldn't serve immoral people like thieves and liars. And then he put in there homosexuals. And guess who highlighted themselves, friends, and went on the attack? Of course, the radical homosexuals, because the useful idiots are in demand. And I'm telling you what, you got plenty of them out there. And what they don't know is they're on the boat that they're helping sink. Sons of Liberty, hour two coming up right on the other side of this break. 1-866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.